Akapira Pamu. Aleluya.
Amen.
Aleluya.
Amen.
Aha. Now, this time, I'm inviting our guests to come and give us a word. Pastor Mani.
Praise the Lord. I want to say I'm glad to be back with you again this year. We really enjoyed being here last time. And the video we made gone all over the world. So the service today, it's going out too. People everywhere will see you worship God in spirit and truth. And I thank God for your pastor, Brother Mamba. He's a good man. Not only at church, but on his job. That is where we met him, over at the hotel. Now,
I
met him first. And she said, what a nice man. Said he's a minister of the gospel. So we got talking. And he invited us over. And we've enjoyed our friendship ever since. So we love you too. Thank God for you backing up your past. My brother now come and did this. We had a good time in the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Praise God. Again, thank God for your pastor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, now we'll get back to work.
Chapter of Tabulans of Mausovan.
We'll start plowing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, we're in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse
16.
Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Ain't the Lord good, man?
Amen.
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 Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
And notice the one body of all colors, nationalities, and
races.
We're all one.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God has given me and my wife a special love for the African people. Places today. But I like it right here.
Come on,
I feel like I'm among my people. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to spend eternity together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We got the same Lord. Amen. We're baptized into the same body. We're the bride of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. We saw the church fell away.
Now I'm being very cool.
in the book of Revelation.
Un book
I shall read verse 16 and we'll get back to chapter 2 of Revelation.
Chapter 2.
It says, from whom the whole body shall be joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplied.
Chokera mwaye tupilonse lokoni duandi lolumiti zido pamodzi.
According to the effectual working of the measure of every part, making the increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love.
Kotandisa nanso mfundo yonso monga mwakuchitisa kwa chiwalo chonse cha Yesu wache. Ichitiko makundwe atupi kufikira chimango chake.
Yes, amen. Praise God. Since we're in the book of Ephesians, let's go to chapter 5.
So to pamene tiri mbuku la Efeso tione pa chapter 5.
I want to read here some words.
Nizamele ngako hapa palono.
I want to start verse 21.
Nizama pa verse na 21.
It's a says submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God.
Ni pamene kama kuti tilumikizane pamodzi mkuwa pa mbuye.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah.
When we're Christian, we can submit ourselves one to
another.
You know why? Because we're only
going to
do good for one another. When we trust one another, we can submit ourselves one to another. And if we're all baptized into the body of Christ, we're brothers and sisters. And we love one another.
Amen.
The word says, this shall all men know you're my disciples.
Because
you have love one for another.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And since we love one another, we only want the best for one another.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. As we read further here, it says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband as unto the Lord.
Akazi numvelani amuna anu wa inunoka monga kuvela mbuye.
For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body.
Pakuti mwamuna ndiye mutu wa mkazi mongaso Kristu ndiye mutu wa eklezia alieka mpulumusi watu pilo.
Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be subject to their husband everybody.
Komati mwaga eklezi ambela Kristu kwa teleso akazi ambela muna hao mzintu zosi.
Husband, love your wife. Amen. Christ, love the church and get yourself
home. Amuna inu kwa nandakazi ya mwaga so Kristu anakonda eklezi anasipeleka hae kambalo machi.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
As Christ loved the church, he loved the church enough to die for. How many knows
it?
So he says, husband, love your wives as Christ.
Amen.
I want to show you something here. Amen. We read further, it says, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word.
Atikuti akampa tule ecclesia, atamieresa ndikumsambisa madzi ndi mawu.
They might present unto itself a glorious church, not having spot nor wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish.
Kuti yazikire yete ecclesia waulemelero wopanda banga kapena mkwinya, kapena kanthu kotero komati kuti akhale woyera wopanda chilema.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Amen.
Washing his church.
Iyaku kusuka mpingo wache.
How do you wash in his church?
Pamena suka mpingo wache.
By the water of the word.
Monga ndimau madzi a mau.
He's not washing it by creeds and dogmas.
Iye safuna kusuka mpingo yo ndizo itabo ikabo.
He's not washing it by some denominational belief.
Iye safuna kusuka mpingo yo ndizo chikulupiriro chopanda pache.
He's washing it by the word.
Iye afuna kusuka mpingo yo ndima.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's so ought men to love their wives, don't love their wives.
wise as the homebody, he that loves his wife loves himself. Verse 28.
Komacho kotera samuna zikonda raziaoka monga mwana tupi ayooka okonda mkazi wache iye yeka azikonda yeka.
For no man ever hated his own flesh but nourished it and cherished it even as the Lord the church.
Bakunima muncho sana dalalalo tupi lachena dikare lonse koma aliyela nalisunga mongaso Christu Ecclesia.
For we are members of his body, of his flesh and bone.
But we need to see why I was to play here and we need.
Now I want you to know this,
friend. We're not going to see that, but
we're members of his body, of his flesh and bone.
We're members of his body, of his flesh and bone.
Now, the Word of God says, in St. John 1 and 1,
but St. John chapter 1, verse 1,
that in the beginning was the Word.
And we need to see why I was to
the Word was with God.
Ndipo mawe anali ndi Mulungu.
And the Word was God.
Ndipo mawe anali Mulungu.
So that tells us Christ is the Word.
So tichiwuza kuti Kristu ndiye mawe.
Now he has a wife, she has to be Word too.
Ngati pamene afuna kusuka, ayenera kusuka ndi mawe amene.
That's why we got to be the Word of God.
Ndiye chifukwa chake tiyenera kukhala mawe a Mulungu.
Paul, when he wrote to the church, in 2
Corinthians chapter 3,
he said, you're the Word of God. You're written epistle.
Made
of all men. He said, you become the Word.
Amen.
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 You are my epistle. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. In other words, they become what Paul preached. They became what Paul preached. They became the Word. How did they become the Word? By obeying the Word. By loving the Word. By walking in the light of the Word. By having the Spirit of the Word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now watch the next verse here. It says, for this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto the wife, and they two shall become one flesh.
Alichifuka chachi mtu azasi achachi wache ndia maina zapatikizana ndi mkazi wache ndipo awili awa azakala tupilimozi.
Here's the verse I want you to know.
Atimusula kuti mzio china haba.
He said, this is a great mystery.
Akuti nchisinsi chikuru cheni cheni.
But I speak concerning Christ and the church.
Woo! Hallelujah.
Become one. You become Word of His Word. You become Spirit of His Spirit. And He gives you His very own mind. He said, let this mind be in you. Which were also in Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We got the Word of Christ. We got the Spirit of Christ. We got the mind of Christ. We're baptized into His body.
Amen.
We're a member of the body of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. And it came charged sin against His body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God can't charge sin against you without charging sin against Christ. Because you're baptized into His body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. In Bible days, Peter told them about the natural baptism. He told them exactly how to do it. But Paul told us about a deeper baptism. Hallelujah. He said, you're baptized into the Spirit. By one Spirit, you're baptized into the body of Christ. He
mm-hmm.
said you become members of the body of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So you're a member of the body of
Christ.
That means you're bone of His bone, flesh of His flesh, spirit of His spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Paul said, and I'm going to read it in 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
Paul said, and I'm going to read it in 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
About the letter of the word killing.
Kuti maone menama pa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to show you about the word of God.
St.
John 2 and 22.
St. John chapter 2 and verse 22.
But we're going to read 2 Corinthians in the third chapter.
This chapter 3.
But St. John 2 and 22 says they believe the scripture and
St. John chapter 2 and verse 22
and the word he said unto you. Amen. That's the scripture we got on all our books and literature.
Amen.
St. John 2 and 22.
What's such a chilembo?
But of the spirit.
Goma amzim.
For the letter killeth.
But chilemba chimapa.
But the spirit gives life.
Goma amzim, which is samoyo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now the Bible speaks of the tree of knowledge and the tree of life.
Bible ikamba kuti mtengo wa moyo na mtimo mtengo wa imfa.
This Bible alone is the tree of knowledge.
Bible eka ni mtengo wa moyo.
It's the garden that the tree of life grows out of.
Nimtim tengo amene ukulirako kulirako.
Amen. But he said the letter alone killeth.
Koma kuti lemba lepe chape lima apa.
It takes that life of the word.
Chitengela mau moyo wa mau.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. How many say you gotta have the spirit of the word?
Ndio angati amene na kuti amene na kupeza mzim wa mau.
You gotta have the revelation of the word.
Amen.
The tree of knowledge. God said, the day you eat thereof, that day you shall die.
Mtengo wa chizimiso. Mtengo amene uzadya uzafa.
But in the garden, that was the tree of knowledge and the tree of life.
Koma kuti mtengo wa kuzimisana, mtengo wa moyo.
Paul says here, the letter killeth, but the spirit gives life.
Paul anena kuti malemba yakupa koma mzimu pasa moyo.
This natural word of God,
I am now yeka yeka,
is the garden. Is the garden.
Nimunda.
That tree of life grows out of.
Amene mtengo wa moyo wakulirako.
That's why you need to get the spirit out of the world.
Ndifuna chaka mfunika mpeze mzimu wa mawe amenayo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why I take the God call, man.
Get the man to my feet.
Hallelujah. Some people go to school, learn how to preach.
Well, me and my neighbor school, we come from Zila,
They learn the word,
but from Zila,
and you get up and talk about the word.
Nipa my ama gula gula zama wa mela,
but there's no spirit to back it up.
Koma bari bem zimu abutunga wanyamule.
He said, worship God in spirit and in truth.
Koma leti mela kubeme zamu ya mumzimu dimchonat.
It takes the truth. But it takes the spirit of that word to make it real. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The church came through seven church
ages.
They lost the understanding of the book. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. But God said it would bring it back in the last day. Christ has promised to come to the church again. In the full power of the resurrection. So he took when in the Garden of Eden. When Adam and Eve fell away, they just ate the tree of knowledge. Without having the tree of life,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mtengo oziva unali wabwino ngati wana kwala uyika pamodzi na mtengo wa moyo.
Haleluya.
Kama kunatengera mtengo wa moyo kuti vazive mtengo wa zabwino la zoipa. Ndokutengera mzimu kuti upase mawu ya kale ya moyo.
Haleluya. Jesus was the Word before he was baptized in John.
Yes, anali mau pamene asanabatizidwe ndi Yohane Mbatizi.
But when he was baptized in John,
pamene anabatizidwe ndi Yohane,
the Holy Ghost came upon him.
Mzimu woyera unadza pa iye.
Came into him.
Ndipo unadza pamene unadza pa iye.
God incarnated himself in his Son.
Mulungu anagwirizana pamodzi na thupi lija.
Then not only did he have the Word, but he had the life of the Word. When Jesus got the life of the Word, he came forth healing the sick and raising the dead. He was the Word all the time. But God gave him the life of the Word. The church had the Word all the time.
There was some people now so they don't catch most most.
But now God gives us a life of the Word.
Come on, somebody, what about some?
Hallelujah. The Word was here all the time.
Mary, not even tell us this.
But the life of the Word was sealed away with seven seals. Now he brings the Spirit and put it right back upon the Word. After the seven church ages are over.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
So the Munda Maedeni. They failed to eat at the tree of life. They only ate at the tree of knowledge. And God told them to eat at the tree of life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God told them not to partake of just the tree of knowledge.
You
had to wait on God's time till he put the tree of life and the tree of knowledge together. Amen. So since they just ate the tree of knowledge, God picked up the tree of life. The book of Revelation says, in the midst of the paradise of God, that he had overcome it.
Yeah,
eat
at
the tree of life. Which is in the midst of the paradise of God.
Paradise.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Praise God. So one of these days, Jesus coming back to earth.
Amen.
He'll bring that life back.
Amen. 15 hours.
Amen.
Amen.
And we're going to pick up and take off again. We're
going to
lose these two race horses. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. How many
see
the word
now?
The letter by itself killeth. The letter killeth, but the spirit that gives life. They both go together. Like the song says, love and marriage, they go together like a horse and carriage. We ain't one without the other. Hallelujah. That's it. Yeah. You can read it, but take the Spirit and give
up
the
Spirit.
mtumasuke.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm bringing the spirit back and put it right back on the world I do in church.
Choncho chimabweleza mzimu kuti umasulire zonse zamene zidachitika na zamene zidachitika.
So the mystery of God, eh?
Choncho chisisi cha Mulungu mbadwe uyu.
Which spoke of in Matthew chapter 13.
Chamene uchimveka pa Matthew chapter 13.
Has to do with seven church ages.
Icho chimakamba za seven church ages mamene inalili.
That's when the church was falling away and went into darkness.
Pamene mpingo unali kugwa pa nthawi ija.
But in the last day,
koma masiko siliza,
he brings it back.
Mzimu ubwelezanso.
That is understanding on the word.
Kuti chiziviso chifumbuliso chimbeke pa mawu.
Then we've got the tree of knowledge and the tree of life.
Pamene tili na mtengo wa moyo na mtengo wozisa zabwino na zoipa pamodzi.
I'm glad I got the knowledge of the word on you.
Ndipo tiyamikira kupeza mawu ya chifumbuluso.
But if I have the knowledge without the spirit, I'm one sided.
Koma ngati tili na chiziviso kopanda mzimu woyera titaikiridwa.
Ego has to have two wings to fly.
Chifukwa mbalame ego imakhala na mapiko aviri yombulurukira mwamba.
You gotta have the understanding and the spirit.
Choncho tiyena na kukhala nalo vumbuluso la mzimu woyera.
The Bible says where the spirit of the Lord is.
Mbaimo yenera kuti pamene pali mzimu wa Mulungu,
there's liberty.
Pali ufulu.
There's liberty for the children of God.
Pali ufulu wa vana wa Mulungu.
God, do you love him this morning?
What do you call the mamu?
I love with all my heart.
Never go down on Timonga.
All right, we'll close this out for now.
Don't you teach that sobano?
Amen. And
yes,
turn to the past.
Never deserve.
Is that what you do? Turn
over the past.
Amen. tata mula sumbusha ile kwena tata sumbusha ile kwena tata mula sumbusha ile kwena tata
tata
Tara
Eloi
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 Manisi Lange
Manisi Lange Inge
Ayesu Pamtanda Anai Tara
Eloi
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 Atate
Manisi Lange
Father, we just thank you for your many blessings upon us, God. Thank you for your mighty word, your mighty saving power, your mighty spirit. Thank you for this work here. Thank you for each one that has come this way, members of your precious body. Lord, bless everyone. Give each one rest so that we can come back this afternoon to worship you in spirit and truth. In Jesus' name, give each one a safe trip to their journey.